Fremont Area Chamber Business Spotlight this morning. And welcome once again to Tara.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
I thought maybe you'd start with a happy birthday to somebody today.
Is it Janet's birthday?
No. Oh. Don't you have a family member with a birthday today?
I don't think so.
Really? I thought, okay. All right. Never mind.
Like, what I forget. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Linda Pauling's birthday.
Oh, Aunt Linda, happy birthday. Yeah. How could I forget that? Happy birthday to my favorite aunt, Aunt Linda.
I was thinking, well, she should know, but maybe she doesn't.
I should know is correct, but I have a lot of relatives, so sorry, Aunt Linda. Of course, I would never forget your birthday.
There we go. Now, present
coming. Put in my calendar now.
Yeah.
Did she win this morning?
No, she did not win.
Darn it.
She's a loser on her birthday. Sorry.
But a winner in Tara's heart.
Always. Yes, exactly. Well, happy to be back today and really excited to have Berta with Ranita's Downtown joining us on the radio today. She just opened a brand new location. What was the official first day?
Saturday.
On Saturday.
Yep, September 3rd, that's the day.
Yes, and where is the new location?
It is in Main Street in downtown, 343 North Main Street.
Perfect. So the old, next to the LA Fireproof door, the old Rocks and Shooters. Awesome. Same great menu, though, for those folks who have not been down. Maybe it's added a little bit. I guess I shouldn't say that. But do you want to tell folks just kind of what your menu includes and what kind of things you guys do?
We change a little bit our menu. So we have a little bit of everything. You know, we have like starting with tacos, we have burritos, and then now we add burgers and then pastas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we get a class to
learn how to make it all.
Yeah, learn how to make pastas and burgers, because a couple of my customers always asking to us, you know, sometimes Spanish people want to try, you know, pastas and burgers. So I said, let's bring it to my menu. So that's why I add to my menu now. So
yeah, you can add a little spice to that too, can't you?
And then also we have a steak. So we're working with ribeye, 14 ounces and 20 ounces of steaks.
Oh, very nice.
If you're looking for some steaks.
Well, if you're looking for somebody to sample those to make sure they're okay for people, I'm here all the time. Just call.
Just visit Rainita.
Oh, you had a great weekend, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we excited because we have 100 people in a new location. We have Elby's September 3rd, so it's full.
Yeah, Joseph Hall does a great job, and that's a good draw. That is. That's good to have something like that. And when you can fill that place up, boy, it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't believe that we have 100 people in there. It's the first time that we do something like this, you know, and it's the first time, and it's awesome.
And yeah. I saw on Facebook some of the pictures of the live video of it, and there was no room to sit down. It was Elvis and just a ton of people. But it also gave you a chance to kind of look inside the restaurant and club, just kind of see what you did and how you kind of changed things. So I'm excited to head down there.
Yeah.
And a much bigger space compared to your old space, correct?
We have, it's more bigger space. We have two sizes, you know. So we use one for a restaurant, one more for like a sport bar. Also, if you want rent for a party, you know, we can rent in too. So if you're looking for party room, just visit Ranita's.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you get into this? I mean, you had to kind of step out of your shell, I would imagine, to start up a business like this.
Yeah, I can't believe it too. Yeah, I start with ice cream, you know, and then I start with party supplies. So I selling dresses for a quinceañeras and weddings and doing decoration too. Mm-hmm. And then I see that there's not a lot of money coming in. So I said, I thinking of something else. And I told my husband to open an ice cream shop. And he said, you loca, but do it, you know? And then, after that, my mom, she opened her food truck. And I start see how my mom cooking there. And later on, I said, let's go open a restaurant.
Husband said, are you loca?
Yeah, he said again.
Yeah,
he said
again. What?
He said, you want everything, you know? But that's why I come to this this country, you know? I come to work, so.
Yeah.
My mom always said, if you work little, that's what you have. You know, you have something little. But if you're thinking big, that's what you have.
You are truly an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, I mean, for
you
sure.
see a need, and something sparks in your heart and your mind, and you just go for it. And I really admire that in you.
Yeah. And speaking of the ice cream, you guys also have a new location for the ice cream shop, and you're doing some fun things there. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. We have two locations. So we have one in 709 North Broad Street. Mm-hmm. We have that one for 6 years, and September 17th. Nice. And then this year we opened a new location in Main Street too. Everything in downtown. So, we have that one. And then in this location, we add more, you know, like a colon appetizer, you know, so in desserts. So you can come and get a rolled ice cream. It's something new that we have in there. The mayor, he already tried. So this is good. So
we have the stamp of approval from the mayor. Very good.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to get down there, but I've been a little busy this week, but we're going to get down there. What are the hours at the, is it 130 North Main? Is that what it is?
Yes, 1:30 North Main. Yeah, we open 11 to 9. So
11 to 9. Yeah. Okay, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
We have everything in there. You know, our ice cream is hard ice cream. So if you're looking for hard ice cream, we have a lot of different flavors. And then, like I said, we make with the ice cream, we do more things, you know, so you can come and get a banana split.
Oh, shake. Nice.
Yeah.
And I was in there the other day and looking at all the ice cream, but they have this thing called the crazy watermelon.
And
it's half a watermelon, and I don't even know what was in it, but it literally was crazy.
That's why I put that name.
So I don't know what's in it, but we're going to try it sometime.
It's for a whole family, right?
Yeah.
Big.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
it would have been too much for me to take to my car, so I opted for something
else. You're spinning your car, driving down Main Street with your watermelon.
Yeah. Hey, I've done stranger things.
I have no doubt. No.
Oh, man. We're talking with Berta with Renita's in downtown Fremont. This weekend will be a big weekend with the Hispanic Heritage Festival, and the weather doesn't sound like it's going to cooperate, but... Hey, it's still going to go on. What kind of things are you going to be doing?
Yeah. This Saturday, our second festival, because this is our second. So we excited because we have a lot of things this Saturday coming. So we started in the park, Johnson Freeman Park. We have something at 10 a.m. And then the parade starts at 12 to 1. Mm-hmm. And then all the vendors is ready in the park. So... And then we have dancers and a lot of, we have the princess too. We put the crown.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's right.
The little princess and queen.
Yep.
And then after that, the kids really enjoy the time and during the day. Starting at 7, we have the beer garden. So, like the concert in the park and the Park Street. So, we use the parking lot for Park Street. It started at 7 to 12. So, we have two. Groups. The name for those is Santa Cruz.
That's nice. Okay. Yeah.
And then we have another one for Guatemala. So we have
very
two
cool
different ones.
Very,
nice.
Very cool.
That'll be fun. It will be.
Day.
Whether or not, we'll be still good.
It'll be fine.
I wish the weather changed.
I know. Yeah.
It's still May. It's Nebraska.
It might change real quick.
That's
who
right.
knows?
That's
so.
Right. And you have brunch now. I know we're kind of running short on time. Sorry.
Yeah,
but if you want to mention your new brunch on Saturdays.
Yeah. So if somebody looking for a early breakfast, you know, so starting this Saturday, we want to have a breakfast buffet. So start 8 to 12. So I know sometimes we're looking for a breakfast early in the morning. So.
Oh, yeah.
I want to try, you know, to do it, and starting this Saturday, we want to try to have a breakfast buffet, so.
Yum.
So have your buffet, and then go to the Hispanic Festival straight from there.
Yeah,
sounds good.
A lot of things coming this Saturday again.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that is. It's going to be another busy weekend. Well, thank you for coming in, and thank you for bringing Berta with Bernita, I was going to say. Berta.
Kind of combine your name and your business there. I like it.
Yeah.
Your next one can be called Bernita.
Bernita's. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it. Let me think.
Yeah, sure.
No rent short on time again. Sorry. I want to mention, it's on your news segment, so thank you for sharing that. But Lifehouse is having their ribbon cutting today at 4 o'clock, and it starts at 4. So be there right away at 4. Governor Ricketts will be there. The mayor will be there. Super exciting to have that housing development ready to go and rent it out. So join us for a wonderful celebration there at Linden Avenue and K Street. And everything else can wait till next week. Beer Fest tickets are on sale for September 22nd, but you got a little time to grab that. And We'll talk more in depth about chamber events next week because September's getting busy.
It is. We love it. Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Tara.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.